Flowers. They are the way into the art of the late Margaret Olley, her larkspurs and lemons, her marigolds and may. Colour-filled still life, that was her big thing. She also painted scenes from a wider life, from Asia, water buffaloes and buildings. Buildings of Australians' townscapes, cityscapes too, that you'd know. Margaret Olley lived in the now, well, pretty pricey inner Sydney suburb of Paddington. Her art is worth millions of dollars. She always dreamed of a new art gallery in her birthplace of Lismore in northern New South Wales, and she pledged at one point $1 million to the project, but it never got off the ground because it needed government funding too, which didn't eventuate. So on the eve of her death back in 2011, the money was gifted instead to Moolumbah, which is pretty close to Lismore, if you don't know it, in northern New South Wales, and that location has now become the hugely successful Margaret Olley Art Centre. Now, though, the $5.8 million development of the Lismore Regional Gallery is back on the table, and the Margaret Olley Art Trust is giving it a kick along with a pledge of $500,000. Art dealer and gallery owner Philip Bacon is the executor of the Olley Trust. He joins us in our Brisbane studios. Philip Bacon, good morning. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Margaret Olley, when we think of her, we think of her vibrant colours, natural life. Let's talk about the Lismore Gallery in a moment, but Margaret was a woman who loved colour so much and more besides. You're a long-time friend of hers. How do her works make you feel when you look at them today?
Well, they've been described often as life-affirming, and I think they are. I mean, flowers, it sounds pretty pedestrian as a subject, but really, still life is one of the great subjects in art, after the nude. And she really made it her absolute thing. Her goal was to paint, like all artists, I think, to paint the perfect picture, and she kept trying and trying over 50, 60 years, and particularly towards the end of her life when she was much less mobile, the flowers became the still life setups in her house, which had been reconstructed in Moolumbah, became really her way out into the world, even though it was internalised. It was, and I think people pick up on that instinctively. They pick up on that. It's not just an arrangement of anemones and roses.
The reconstruction of the house in Moolumbah was a genius idea, and it's been very popular, but it's not Lismore. Lismore was where she was born. Lismore was where Margaret wanted to have a contribute to the gallery redevelopment there. It didn't happen at the time, but it looks like it's going to happen now.
Yes,
which is great news. What's changed?
The Lismore Council, led by the amazingly clever Mayor Jenny Dowell, never really gave up. When they were knocked back with federal funding, they used the money that they did have to do something else, I think some sports thing. So, you know, our interest, the Margaret Olley, first of all, Margaret and then her estate, we couldn't help any further. But Jenny and the people in the Lismore Gallery, led now by Brett Alden, never really gave up. So they kept plugging away, and they redeveloped the redevelopment. The new plan is much less expensive, really. So the total cost will be just on $6 million, and they've been able to achieve that with... And we being the estate and now the Art Trust, never gave up on it, and Lismore kept in touch with me, kept letting me know that, you know, another application was going forward. So it's, you know, softly, but they've caught the monkey here.
They've caught the monkey, which is great news for all of us. Great news for Lismore. Great news maybe for regional galleries who are suffering at the moment. There's a number of councils who are taking away some of the resources that have been there for important regional galleries in Newcastle and Coffs Harbour, places like that.
Yes.
Margaret was always a big supporter of regional galleries. Why was she so committed to this? What role do they play?
She was a regional girl, you know, as you say, born in Lismore, went then with her family to Tully and far north Queensland, then back to the northern rivers, and she travelled a lot. She had family and friends in places like Armidale, where the great gallery is there, NIRAM, New England Regional Gallery. She was really very, very aware that not everybody lived in the big cities, and that art galleries, art clubs could make a difference. And in Brisbane, when she was growing up, it was really a regional town, and she felt that the education that she got first in Brisbane and then moved to Sydney should be replicated as much as possible for people in the regions. It was an absolute... She used to drive politicians crazy. She'd invite them, you know, on a spurious invitation to lunch, and of course just harangue them, or wherever she saw them, airports.
Important dinners. For all of us as a part of our education, as you said too, but important for emerging artists. I mean, it's hard for them to get shown, I suppose. How important is it in the development of an artist, these regional galleries, these major regional galleries?
Yeah, exactly. The regional galleries often give exhibitions to local artists, and also artists or people who are interested in the arts can go to the regional galleries and actually see work. They can be led to dream that they too could do this.
And are they under pressure? Is that your
understanding? Yes, absolutely. The regions are. Yeah. I mean, I think the whole of Australia is under pressure. The arts are such a, they're such an important and valuable part of our country, and they are so little funded. I think. I mean, the arts. We're an era. The defence bill spills more in coffee than the arts gets totally. It's so disappointing.
Philip, it's a big year for Margaret with this announcement. You're a gallery owner as well as the executive of the Margaret Olley Art Trust, and you are preparing a final exhibition of a number, Geoffrey Smart too. You're having an exhibition of Geoffrey Smart, but you're having a final exhibition of Margaret Olley's works in a few months.
Yes, it's the final exhibition of the estate works, which, she left a huge estate in works. Because
so work's never been seen?
Work's never been seen, yes. Yeah, just not even by her, really, after she'd finished them. Her way of working was she would start on a picture, almost finish it, get diverted, dart off, start another thing, be left leaning against the wall, and there it stayed for decades sometimes. And we've discovered all of these things, and they've been cleaned and framed, and it's going to be a great exhibition. Over 50 works.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Philip, thank you very much for joining us. This is great news for the art world. Thank you. Philip Bacon is the co-executor of the Margaret Olley Art Trust, and that exhibition is coming up in a few months. But the big news is that Margaret Olley has given her estate $500,000 to the redevelopment of the Lismore Regional Gallery. So there'll be a gallery in her honour.